This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. It is great to have you on board. Thank you so much for listening and downloading this podcast. It is hugely, hugely appreciated. And it is Tuesday as we are recording this. My name is Brad Brown, by the way. Coming up this Thursday, that's the 14th of December, we have got a live event on here at the Kona Edge, and you can be a part of it. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, I'd love you to be part of this. We're also giving away a NutriBullet that you could win if you are part of it. So head over to this URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/transition. It's your chance to hang out with Kyle Buckingham, one of the top triathletes or Ironman triathletes in the world today. He's a two-time Ironman champion as a professional. He's also an age group world champion, overall age group world champion, I might add as well. First age group at home on the Big Island a few years ago, and he's also won an Ironman 70.3 world title as an age grouper. So I'm going to be chatting to Kyle, but it's about you. It's your opportunity to come and hang out with him as well. I'll just simply be facilitating it, and with the software we're using, you get the chance to ask the questions you want to ask. So if you need some help, here's a chance for you to get one of the best brains in the world of Ironman to help you out. So check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/transition. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be chatting to Suzanne Davis. So we've had some great feedback from the episode I did with Suzanne last week. Today, we're going to be talking about her swim. And a massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by Health IQ. If you don't have life insurance, or if you think you're paying too much for life insurance, then be sure to check out Health IQ. And let's be honest, you either fall in one or two of those camps. Either you don't have, or you think you're paying too much, because it is a bit of a grudge purchase, if we have to be honest. Health IQ cater for triathletes and really believe that we should be rewarded for the healthy lifestyle choices that we make, and I second that. They've spent the last few years partnering with life insurance companies to get lower rates for athletes like marathon runners, cyclists, and triathletes just like you. Another thing that makes Health IQ unique compared to other life insurance companies is that they cater to athletes with low resting heart rates, which sometimes get flagged as abnormal in fitness tests or physicals. Some of the other things they do is use waist-to-hip ratio in addition to your body mass index, which is great for more muscular athletes, and they also don't penalize healthy athletes for poor family history, because let's be honest, we all have someone in our family that could really do with a bit more exercise, and they bring the rest of us down. If you'd like to find out more about Health IQ and get an obligation-free quote, and let's see how much they can save you, the URL to get to is healthiq.com/Kona. That's healthiq.com/Kona. It's time to chat some swimming. We head back to California now to catch up with Suzanne Davis. Suzanne, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Suzanne, out of the three disciplines, how would you rate your swim? Where does it fit in?
I've always been a strong swimmer. In fact, this year I've won 3 out of 3 swims in my age group. So I would say my swimming is the best it's been. As I age, my swimming actually is getting better. I don't know if that's because it's a non-weight-bearing exercise, but more so I think it's because it's technique.
Let's talk about some of the things you've done to get better over time in the water.
Yes. Well, technique is key. I was not a good swimmer when I got into the sport of triathlon. In fact, I was last out of the water in my first triathlon. And on my second triathlon, I think I cut off 5 minutes. And in 3 months, I cut 20 minutes off my mile time. I started as a 40-minute swimmer. So I can really identify that technique is what matters in swimming. And the only way to get better at it is to be very disciplined and actually become a swimmer. And I did that in my 20s. I joined a master swim team, and I also joined an age group swim team. And this is where I analyzed it. I had little 12-year-olds with these pixie arms just whipping past me in the water. I'm like, okay, it is not muscular. It's technique, because these little kids, you know, did not have the cardiovascular system or the muscles that I had, and they were flying by me in the water. So that's number one. And I would say a good coach who can either film you and show you that. And also when you're swimming, like if you can swim and kind of look underwater some days when you're not doing a major set and analyze the good swimmers in lane one at your masters or at your age group swim, watch them do their pull and their body roll under the water and then try to mimic it. A lot of times when I coach swimming, I'll synchronize swim with them so they can actually see in the water where their angle of their arm and how it should match up with, you know, my body angle. And then also have a good, fun group of swimmers. A lot of people don't have time to go to a group swim, but like anything, if you have people around you, it will push your pace. And so you will get more out of your interval training if you can swim with a group.
Talking of technique, were there one or two things? I mean, looking back now, obviously you're probably still looking at tweaking and changing a few things, but were there maybe one or two big things you were doing that was really affecting the way you were moving through the water that you managed to identify straight up and fix?
Yeah. One of the things I would suggest is this, and you have to be familiar with the people you swim with. And but if you're a regular at a group, this is the one thing I would suggest. If you're at Masters and they call it your base pace, so say I swim, you know, in a 120 lane, I will jump into a faster lane, like the 115 lane, and I will ask the people, can I swim on your feet? I know I can barely make this interval, but I'm trying to practice for triathlon. And if you communicate that before you do it with the swimmers around you, they might be able to help you out. And going out of your comfort zone in an interval that's 5 seconds faster than you would typically hold stimulates the race start. And you go so anaerobic, you're so full of energy and endorphins, and that is a great way to really stimulate that full-on, all-out effort that you have to do to make the pack. The other thing I would suggest is opposite, go to a slower lane. So many times you swim like the same pace every day and you're going too hard because you're tired from your run or your bike. So go to an easier lane and swim effortlessly slow or getting more rest and really focus on your pull and your technique. I think if you do those couple of things, you might see a change in your swimming instead of always staying in the same lane.
That is fantastic advice. As far as workouts go, what do you love doing in the water?
What do I love doing the most, did you say?
Yep.
Oh, I love running. I grew up a runner. I love running because I love the trails. I love that you can get the workout done in the shortest amount of time. And I love running because I can chat with my girlfriends. It's really my coffee hour, I think, to just talk and run. I can even talk during intervals, but running is the best as well because you just get sweat, and I just love the endorphins from running.
Favorite workouts in the pool? What do you love doing swim workouts wise?
I would say I love 300s. I think 300s are a great set. So if you do a set of a 300, 2x150, and 3x100s, and you can send your pace or go all out and only have like 2 seconds rest in between, that really helps you see your endurance pace, also your speed endurance. And then I would just say with swimming too, pulling with paddles. Paddles, if you're feeling a little flat, you know, it'll just give you those couple seconds faster edge, and it's building up strength. You know, it's kind of like weightlifting a little bit. And I think paddles have really helped my swimming. And I always do at least 1,000 in my swim set with paddles to build up strength.
Suzanne, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for joining us on the Code Edge.
Thank you very much. See you.
Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating, and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to theconaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to theconaedge.com/coaching. And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Don't forget the URL to get to if you want to be part of our In Transition with Carl Buckingham is theconaedge.com/transition. There is a link in the show notes to this episode of the Cone Edge as well. You can click straight through there and make sure you claim your seat. Seats are limited. They are going pretty quickly and you stand in line to win yourself a NutriBullet for being part of it as well. Before I go, a quick iTunes review going in from Merce Don in the United States saying, variety of viewpoints. Good to hear opinions of others. As an Ironman athlete for 25 years and a coach for 16, I'm continuing to educate myself and look for interesting podcasts with various guests who share what works for them. Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do here at the Cone Edge. Merce Don, thank you so much for that 5-star review. And if you haven't left us one yet, please do. It really helps us get out in front of more triathletes just like you. And before I head out, massive thank you to our sponsor of this episode of the Cone Edge. It was brought to you by Health IQ, a health insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Head over to healthiq.com/Kona, and not only will you support the show, but you can learn more about how much you can save on your life insurance. Simply text the word Health IQ, that's all one word, to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. Or click in the show notes to this episode of the Cone Edge. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. We'll chat then. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.